everyone, it's Wendy, and today is September 4th, Sunday before Labor Day. Hope all of you have some great plans lined up for tomorrow that you get to spend some time with your family and friends and hopefully a little bit of time off from your schoolwork and possibly your careers. So I just wanted to give you kind of a little bit of update as far as where we are in the class. One, thanks to all of you who participated in the conference during week two. You guys had some really lively posts and some really interesting things to say, and I really appreciate you taking the time to post in the conference area. As far as some announcements that I want to keep up on, again, this 8-week format, we're going along in a pretty fast clip, and I'm new to this 8-week format as well, so some things are kind of slipping and falling through the cracks already on my end, I've noticed. For those of you who haven't seen the announcement, that active and passive voice activity that I originally was having slated for this week, I have decided to omit that because so many people were spending so much time in the conference area, and we also had the two assignments kind of due back to back with your memo letter and then also this, your definition coming up. So as far as that active-passive voice assignment, I have deleted that. What I'm going to do is just award everyone the full points as if you've completed that assignment. I've graded your memo or your letter, whatever one that you've posted. If you get a chance, go into your assignment folder. You'll see two files in there. One, the file that you submitted, and then you'll see a file with the initials underscore WM. Open that document up, and in that you will see a copy of your memo or letter, and then in that I use track changes in Microsoft Word, and I mark questions to you, things to think about. If there's some grammar errors or what have you, I point those out and let you know what type of errors they are. Some of you have some severe grammar issues, and if you do, I've suggested that you see the UMUC Effective Writing Center. They have tutors that will work with you one-on-one to help strengthen your writing, and that's something, I don't know if you've used the Effective Writing Center, but you can use them throughout the entire your career at UMUC for any paper that you write for any classes. So please review my comments, because I'm hoping that you can build on some of the comments and issues that I've pointed out in your papers. And for the most part, everybody did a really good job on that memo and letter. I will be reviewing your definitions this week, and I hope to have grades posted to you September 8th on Thursday. So you should be able to see your grades for those as well as the comments, and I'll have those posted to you by a little bit towards the end of this week as well. Now, if you haven't met with your group members, you need to do so ASAP. If you've not gone into your study group, if maybe people have reached out to you in the chat area or by email who are in your study group, you need to make sure you're working with the members of your group to write your team description. Now, I realize people are living on different areas, different time concerns and things like that, but what I'm looking for when I assign group work or teamwork, the final project, so that team description, I'm not going to award an A, B, C, D, or what have you. I will make comments on the actual product that you produce. What I'd really like you to do is concentrate on how you spend that time figuring out what kind of tasks each person is going to do within that study group. So long as you participate in your study group, that is, you are actively participating with the study group members, you'll be awarded the full points. So take time, say hi to everybody, and get started on that team description. You'll also post that in this week's conference area towards the end of the week. You only need to post one team description per team. So if there's a team of four people, I only want to see one description. I think that's all I've got going on for right now. We have, I think, three prompts that I'm going to have listed in the conference area for you this week. There's also a fourth one that you're not... You don't necessarily have to be involved or respond to that conference, but it talks a little bit more about style and technical writing and some ideas about active and passive voice that I was going to discuss last week but just didn't really have the time. If you have questions or concerns, please let me know. Either post them in Professor McDonough's conference area, or I'll shoot me an email and I'll make sure I get back to you. If you have sent me an email and I have not responded to you, please let me know so that I can ensure that I'm having constant communication with everyone in the class. Take care. Have a great week. And again, I hope you get to have some time with your families and friends this weekend.